My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Training camp predictions on Grant and Danny. Phones are open. 800-636-1067 for you right now. Danny, I'm going to let you go first with a training camp prediction. I have 5 that I've prepared.
Well, I got a few myself. I will start right here. It's going to become pretty apparent he doesn't have a place on the roster. They've already moved on. They've got other guys they like better. Early, Fidarian Mathis will be cut. That is a bold training camp prediction. Before we even get to times where you have to cut rosters down, they'll do that nice thing where they give him a chance to catch on with somebody else or blah, blah, blah. There's too much Johnny Newton. There's too much John Ridgeway. There's too much F.A. Obata, who's versatile. There's too much incumbents.
He's on the pup list, remember.
At the moment, he is, yeah. But there are too many guys that have, you know, done some things over the last couple of seasons that are helpful, and they've got a crowded sort of outside slash defensive end region of that roster. When you start adding up Farrell and Fowler and Armstrong, etc., he's going to be a surprise cut.
Yeah, I've got on my list that he's squarely on the bubble, could be a casualty, so I'll move past that one. Bold prediction number one. They sign a starter who's not currently on the team. Could be a tackle, could be a corner, might even be a defensive end. Somebody gets cut elsewhere. They've got a lot of money to play with, I think by design, and they pounce, and they sign someone that ends up being a full-time starter on this team by the end of the year. Again, in order, I would say it's most likely that that's probably a left tackle. Could very well be a corner. I think there's an outside chance it could be a pass rusher on the edge, but they will sign a starter that is not currently on the team. That's number one for me. Number two, I think Johnny Newton's going to be the talk of the summer. I think by the end of training camp, whatever we're calling that, a couple weeks from now, really just, you know, by the end of preseason games, frankly, Johnny Newton will be one of the talks of the team. How well he played, how good this kid is, how impactful he might be. I am buying all of the stock in Jerjon Newton. I think he's a really, really impactful player. And I think if he's healthy, and they wouldn't have taken him on off NFI already if he wasn't, in my opinion, I think he's got a chance to be a star of camp.
So you kind of touched on this, but I will drill down very specifically. They will sign a tackle. They're going to sign an offensive lineman, left tackle, right tackle, et cetera. Someone's going to be a training camp roster cut, sort of casualty, the way that Charles Leno was a couple seasons ago. Their left tackle is not on their roster right now, this minute. It's a dangerous way to live because you never know if someone's going to be available, who, how, what, when, or why. But I think after a couple days, they're going to say, yeah, we got to do something, and they're going to do something. They will sign a tackle.
How about this one? I think this is bold. Now, I'd already written this one down before the blitz a few minutes ago, so a little bit of wind has been taken out of my sails, frankly. I believe that there is a announced, legitimate full position change for Jamin Davis.
I got it written down right here, too.
I think we find out via a comment from Dan Quinn in a presser at some point, and maybe it comes from a question based on usage and practices, that he's no longer a linebacker. Like, he is not an off-ball guy who's roaming around at the second level. They think they got guys in their set there. Jamin Davis is going to be used in a completely different position, essentially as an edge, but kind of a pass-rushing jack-of-all-trades, moving him around. But I think You know, it's one thing to say he's getting some work with a group or they're trying to figure out what his strengths are. I think by the end of the preseason, we're going to see that Jamin Davis is no longer a linebacker at all, but rather going to be used as a different positional player for Dan Quinn.
You mentioned Johnny Newton as the guy that's going to be the story of camp.
Johnny.
So you want to talk about the left-hander, Johnny. It's the right hand is the opposite. It's the left hand. The guy that's going to be the story of camp is Emmanuel Forbes. Emmanuel Forbes, the forgotten gentleman who got benched for weeks at a time.
He was the story of camp last year. Can he be the story of camp two straight years?
Yes. This time, though, I don't know if it's real or not, but he's going to be because you got a bunch of people that know what the hell they're doing working with the secondary. They're not going to make him do stuff he's not good at doing. They're going to find something that he can do. And in theory, he'll do that well. Emmanuel Forbes, the Renaissance, the 2.0, the best shape of his life, the offseason hero. He'll be the story of camp this year.
Boy, do I hope you're right. The leading receiver on the team in the preseason, a guy who's going to be shown making catches on the team's account constantly in practice, and then he will lead them in catches and yards in the preseason, Alamide Zaccheaus.
Oh.
The veteran who has played in Atlanta, sure, among other places, went to the University of Virginia. I don't even know if he makes the team, but I think he's going to play a lot in the preseason. It'll be veteran on an inexperienced guy in the second half of games. You're going to have McLaurin and Dotson and McCaffrey locks to get in. I think you're going to have Diami probably as a fourth guy, but I think Zaccheaus ends up being their leading receiver. Maybe crowbars his way onto the roster in the process throughout the preseason.
My bold prediction at a spot we don't think much about because we feel like these guys are pretty locked in. Chris Rodriguez will generate a ton of buzz Burbank. He will be like a bee humming around some honey. We're going to hear about Chris Rodriguez maybe poaching some touches from Brian Robinson, maybe even Austin Eckler in terms of toting the rock. We're going to hear a lot about Chris Rodriguez. This group's going to like him a lot.
I hate how similar our lists are. My guy, Chris Rodriguez, their leading rusher in the preseason.
There you go.
I don't think that's particularly bold, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it. We're supposed to be doing bold
predictions.
That's
pretty bold.
Well, Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, not going to be in bubble tape necessarily, but you know those guys are locks to make the team, so he's going to play a lot. Him and Jeremy McNichols will probably do some of the heavy lifting in the preseason. But yeah, I think Chris Rodriguez will have a very good camp, and I think it'll feel like, to your point, like, oh man, we've been talking so much about Robinson and Eckler, he's the forgotten man. Now, as the year starts, we're going to get back to Robinson's your thumper, Eckler is your outside zone guy, and maybe your pass catcher. But I think it will be the Chris Rodriguez show from time to time in Ashburn.
My bold prediction, among the guys that regularly play, okay, that's going to emerge from training camp. So I'm cheating a little bit as we get into like the actual NFL season. Of the guys that regularly play, I don't know why that word regularly is hard for me to say. I'm having to really over-enunciate it, but here we are. Only four players from the Ron Rivera and Marty Herney era will start and contribute regularly on defense. That's what I got. Four guys who start are going to be from the Rivera era. Will be holdovers.
Is that bold?
I think that's pretty bold.
I mean, their projected depth chart right now to run through it would be Armstrong, Payne, Allen, and Farrell on the defensive line. So that's two starters. Luvu, Wagner at linebacker. So neither are holdovers. Secondary would be St. Juice, Chin, Forrest, Davis, Sanristil. So that is one. I mean, that's only three. That's just their on-paper depth chart coming out of the offseason.
It's Payne, Allen, St. Juice, and Forrest. Those four guys are going to be starters and play regularly. Everyone else is going to be somebody brand spanking new.
But that's the current depth chart.
Well, I mean, you would think Quan Martin is intimately involved. You would think Jeremy Reeves is involved.
Or Jamin
Davis is a
nickel
starter, or he's going to contribute an awful lot.
He's not supposed to start.
Okay. What I'm saying, I don't know why you're disagreeing with it.
Okay.
My point is, everybody that contributes is going to be new, with the exception of four guys.
I think that's fair. I think that's the expectation. But
That's really the expectation? Is that Jamin Davis is moved to the bench and like doesn't play at all?
No. Didn't you just say that start?
Yeah, that like starts and regularly contributes.
Oh, okay. Right. Like just
yeah, it's like
plays.
Part of the rotation an awful lot.
Okay, that's
right?
A little bit different. Like my point is, if you go to ourlads.com right mm-hmm. now, four of Rivera's guys are projected starters. Seven are new. So I'm just saying it wouldn't be bold to say only four Rivera guys start. I think
yeah,
that's
and he only grabbed two of them, by the way. They were actually his selections.
Yeah, pretty crazy. How about this one as a bold prediction? Benjamin St. Juice picks off five passes this season. I think you see the elevation happen in camp. Now, again, we're talking more about training camp, bold predictions. But Benjamin St. Juste has had, for whatever reason, a hard time getting his hands on the football in his NFL career. He has now played in 37 games, I think it is. He has one career interception. You're talking about maybe Forbes being a guy that steps forward in camp with these guys. I think he's the better, like, length, fit corner in a Dan Quinn defense. I think we see him get physical, make a bunch of picks in practice, and that carries over to a 5-interception season for Benjamin St. Juste. You picking up what I'm putting down?
I smell what you're cooking in there.
By the way, I always, every year at this time,
do this for
St. Juste. About Benjamin St. Juste, and then I end up looking silly as the year goes on.
Bold prediction. Sam Cosmi signs a contract extension. Sam Cosmi signs a contract extension.
I love that.
I don't know how bold that really is.
No, I think
it's bold adjacent.
You're saying before the start of the year, Sam Cosmi gets a deal? I think that's bolder than a lot of the things we've said.
That's boldy.
I like it.
Brian Boldinger.
At Boldy on Twitter. It's just
Boldy Breakdowns.
He posts tape of bold predictions. And it's always like tape off of a laptop in like a poorly lit room. You know how Boldy does it.
His Boldy loves it so much.
That bit is for like 5 people.
Brian Boldinger.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.